This is 560 KSFO, San Francisco, the voice of the Oakland A's.
Sunny and mostly clear skies around the... That's Kenny Rogers on 560 KSFO. Well, good afternoon. Carter B. here. We'll be until 7 o'clock tonight. All kinds of things going on. I think you'll find it rather diverting around here today. We're going to do some kicks things, including broadcast to you one of the only operating diaphones on the West Coast. You might not even know what a diaphone is, but if you stick around here, you'll not only know what it is, but you'll hear one of them babies. Is anybody interested in talking about some problems associated with the smoking regulation in San Francisco? I don't know. This might be a lot of flapdoodle over not that very much. But having been a confirmed smoker for 20 years before I quit, I know that if I was faced with the problem of smoking or not smoking in this studio, it'd be really tough. I gave it up finally, thank God. And I agree with what was written in the paper today. It is as difficult to give up smoking as it is to give up heroin. And that happens to be true. Anybody want to talk about that? Have there been any problems where you work? Should we discuss it or should we just say, hey, let's get on with something else? You be the judge. 398-KSFO is my number. Palo Alto has had one of these laws on the books, and so far, apparently, there's been very little problem down there. I have great news up in Marin County. Hey, that Ford dealer up in San Rafael is really smoking. Wayne Cross Ford in San Rafael is smoking by lowering prices. They love competition, and they say, come up and check us out. They know that you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you get there. See, what they've done at Wayne Cross Ford in San Rafael is they have realized that you can buy a car or truck anywhere. So what they did is they rolled those prices back on selected Thunderbirds, Tempos, Escorts, Mustangs, and Ford pickups. Now, here's what they've done. They put the sale prices right there. They're clearly marked for your convenience. Go on in, shop for the car of your choice, and check their super low prices. Then go out and shop the competition. You'll return to Wayne Cross Ford because of their low prices. No gimmicks. It's a no-nonsense way of coming to terms with selling you a car. Wayne Cross Ford in San Rafael, they got the prices rolled back. Tempos, Escorts, Mustangs, Ford pickup trucks. Wayne Cross Ford. Easy to find on Francisco Boulevard along Highway 101, right under the clock tower there. They'll earn your business. Wayne Cross Ford, San Rafael. Oh, that was Ronnie Dyson, Why Can't I Touch You? He did that back in 1970. I'm laughing because I'm looking through the material that I get sent to me by the parks over in the East Bay. It's formerly called the East Bay Regional Park District. And they have all these kinds of things going on all the time. And one of the things that they're going to be doing, it will take place tomorrow. No, wait a second. Signal's off. Wrong date. The 11th. Sunday the 11th. It's the title is Meet Greta the Organic Mousetrap. Now, Greta the Organic Mousetrap is an owl. And Greta the Barn Owl is over at Sunol Regional Wilderness Park. That's in Sunol. And evidently, on that day, you'll get a chance to get up close and get very personal with the old green barn at the Sunol Regional Park and Greta the owl that lives in there. The organic mousetrap. I like that. That's an Al Collinsism. That's the kind of thing he would like. I can just see Al standing there in the grotto. And Al, of course, loves owls. In fact, what's the name of his owl? Rats ought to be able to... No, not rats. What is the name of his owl? Harrison. He can call that Harrison the organic mousetrap. In the Birds of a Feather department, Frank Sinatra, the classic, on 560 KSFO, and don't you forget it. Frank Sinatra on 560 KSFO. Well, the amount of phone response on the smoking issue was minuscule. Few people calling, and most of them saying, well, I don't like smoking too much, and that goes without saying for the non-smokers. That's quite obvious. And it's apparent that I think we're handling this well, very well. You know, the last analysis, see, it isn't laws that make a good society. It's people that make a good society. You can have all kinds of laws. The trouble with the political process, it is essentially populated by people who are lawyers, and they're into laws, and they believe in laws and the making of laws, but you can make all the laws you want. Unless people are going to abide by them and use common sense with them, it doesn't make any difference, you know. So I try to, even though I don't smoke, I remember what it was like, and I try to understand the smoker and say, hey, smoke if you can. In a car, it's getting a little rough, though, I must admit. Speaking of cars, it's no fun. Northbound from Silver Avenue, Mike Pechner, sitting up where he sits, perched up on that hill there, looking down on that area, says northbound is already very heavy heading out toward the bridge. And also, we have an advisory that 17 northbound is backed up to Market Street in Oakland because of an earlier problem way up on 80 at Powell. So it's got things fouled up all the way from the high-rise section there, clear back to Market. In the accidents up on in the Emeryville area. So it's also got to be making the whole Mays area on the slow side. It's the usual problems of a Friday afternoon at 23 minutes after 3 o'clock. On the Sports Magazine this evening at 7 o'clock, John Havlicek, basketball great. And then from 8 to 9, we'll have Ken Dito down at the Cow Palace, coverage of the Foot Locker Track Classic. And there'll be some live interviews with the winners and all of that as Ron Barr and his sports magazine continues to cover the world of sports here in the Bay Area like the proverbial blanket. Ronnie Millsap, nice to have you around here at 560 KSFO this Friday afternoon. I'm Carter B. Don't you know I love you, baby? That's Ronnie Millsap on 560 KSFO. It's 3:30 and George McManus is in from the newsroom. And George, the president of Austria, is in town. And I guess there's a little bit of a flap generated by the president's comments of last night on The Sound of Music, eh?
The President Reagan at a dinner or something said something about or compared. Was it in the toast?
Well, he made a literary allusion to some of the lines in The Sound of Music, and apparently the some people in Austria took umbrage to that, saying The Sound of Music is not really all that accurate about Austria.
So say his name real fast three times. Rudolf Kirschlager.
Rudolf Kirschlager.
Oh, very good. Very good indeed. And it's spelled K-I-R-C-H-S-C-H-L-A-E-G-E-R. And he has arrived in San Francisco this afternoon, stepping off a plane.
Oh, that's very good. Leader, yeah. Leader Hosen.
Leader.
Is it E-I?
Well, E-I, it's L-E-D-E-R.
Yeah, Leader. Leader Hosen. Leader. E-I in German is I. I is E, usually.
Yeah.
Except when they don't pronounce it that way, you know.
And it was under that story from KSFO's Jenny Pryor.
It seems fur coats are in again. They were out in the 60s when a movement was underfoot to save the little critters who make such warm wraps. A chinchilla breeder show is underway at the Claire.
Homemade answering machine coming up after Lionel Richie. 25 to 4 at 560.
I've been through so many changes in my life.
On 560. 20 minutes until 4 o'clock. Carter B. with you. What I'm going to do in a second here now is to play a homemade answering machine that someone has called the number in to me. Is that grammatical? Well, I think you understand what I'm saying. And then I'll play it on the air. Kind of review these every day. And that way you don't have to leave a message. You can just pick up on what someone has thought is clever. Because, I mean, your answering machine is, in fact, a statement about what you think about life, you know, really. It's like a T-shirt. Very similar. It's a very ordinary, everyday sort of statement about, hey, this is me. All right. The telephone is going to work here. Cut this off, and we'll listen to this answering machine together, you and I. 16 to 4 at KSFO. Alford on 560 KSFO. It's 4:15. Carter B. with you on a Friday afternoon, and already we got the slows. I'm thinking specifically of 17 in the Oakland area. Accidents earlier, they've been cleared. The problem was clear up at Powell Street in Emeryville, and it's got things fouled up on 17. And also getting onto the Bay Bridge is already stacked up. I have no indication of any kind of traffic accident on the bridge. It's just the surge is surging right now. Maybe Chuck from the Gift Center, give me a call if it improves, or Mike Peckner, two people watching that very area there, Hospital Curve area, up to just about the UPS building. There's a couple people scoping that out for you and me, like most every afternoon. 13 minutes until 4 o'clock. Incidentally, if you have a good answering machine you think's clever or outrageous or weird, you can always give me a call at 398-KSFO, and what I'll do is write the number down and call it some afternoon. I'm ahead about 10 numbers right now, but I'll take yours and listen to it, and if I like it, I'll play it on the air, and I don't reveal the number so you don't have freaks. Well, you have one freak, me, calling, but that's the only freak that'll call. You know freaks, and I know you know freaks.
Going on now. Levitt's Spectacular Floor Sample Sale. The sale everyone is talking about.
Alto Dotson, come on in.
Thank Art Johnson for calling in and updating traffic situations. First off, he says the East Shore is out to lunch, clear up to Richmond, and the problem at Emeryville has been moved aside. But when the traffic stacked up on the Cypress section to about Market, there was a rear-ender there around Market Street, so that's a problem. Northbound 17 is on the rugged side. Thank you, Art Johnson, for giving me a call and helping me inform you. Barbara Streisand, People, 1964, she did that. It's 6 minutes until 4 o'clock at 560 KSFO. I have Cliff Richard and one of his very latest called Donna. It's coming up in a second. But I want to share with you my thinking on what I'm going to be doing at a little bit after 5 o'clock today. I think it'll be kind of kicks. Out in San Pablo Bay is the East Brother Light Station. This was a lighthouse that was founded in 1873. And it is has been decommissioned as a full-functioning lighthouse. There's still a light on it and a little horn, but as far as having lightkeepers and so forth, that's long gone. But a group of public-spirited people decided to preserve that lighthouse as a beautiful object of art. The Victorian Lighthouse Station is just gorgeous. And so there is a absolutely super bed and breakfast place out there. And what they do is they come and pick you up on shore and take you out there, and you spend the night. They serve a fabulous dinner. I mean, this is fine cuisine. This is, you're not getting push cookies and cream soda. I mean, you are getting excellent food. And they give you a tour of the light station, and if you want to fish for striped bass in the morning, why, you can. And it's just absolutely fabulous. It is really neat. And the reason why I can talk about it, it is not a for-profit organization. The money that is used to support the continual work that has to be done to keep it into shape. So I'm wearing their T-shirt today. So at 5:15, roughly, maybe a little earlier, I'm going to call Linda and Lee Hurley. They are the light keepers. Now, of course, they don't run the light. What they do is they do everything. They're chief cooks and bottle washers. They bring the people out. They serve the food. And they're also the historians. And they will touch off for me by telephone the Super Diaphone, which is the old foghorn that old San Franciscans remember and you can't hear anymore. There are no diaphones, the old steam-operated or air-operated diaphones, working anymore. Radar and this and that and the other thing has made them not necessary. So if you're an old-time Bay Arean and you remember those mournful foghorns of yesteryear, you're going to have a chance to hear it by radio at around 5:15. And if you're in the East Bay or San Rafael area, you'll probably be able to hear it live. And simply by listening to the radio and then turning the radio down very quickly, listen outside, and you may hear it bouncing off the hills throughout the bay. That'll be kind of fun. Coming up a little bit after 5.
This is 560 KSFO, San Francisco, the voice of the Stanford Cardinal.
It's 60 and clear in the Bay Area at 4 o'clock. I'm George McManus, and here's what's new.
Yeah, I'm snake? George McManus. Did you say snake, rattle, and roll?
Snake, rattle, and roll.
All right.
Not shake.
I got you now.
But snake, and it'll be a lot of shaking when the snakes come out. That's it. It's all back to you.
So be it. Another serpent story from Simon. Simon's, forget it. Hard to say today. What's done? I never done like that. Captain and Tennille on 560 KSFO, 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. Carter B. with you. And I've been reviewing this Young Aspiring Professionals Fast Track Handbook with you through the days. And the fellow who wrote that, a very very funny man, very well put together, C.E. Crimmins. And I don't know whether he's a man or not. I better back off on that. It's just C.E. Crimmins. It could be Charlene Crimmins. Not totally sure. In fact, there you are, Chauvinist Swine Smith. It's Kathy E. Crimmins. Nice call. He's a very clever man. See? Right there I'm caught. But at least I've corrected myself, right? Anyway, Kathy has written a couple of new books, and I'll give you the titles of those right after this.
If you're a sports...
Time to get a Friday afternoon check on traffic from Sky 560 with Hap Harper aboard. Afternoon to you, my friend. Hello, Hap. What is the matter here now? He should be talking to me. There is absolutely no reason why he shouldn't. Hello, Hap. No, I'm not hearing him. Why isn't he working? Well, what we'll do is we'll go back to the old drawing board in the sky and check it out.
In San Francisco.
L is for the way you look at me.
Ba-ba-ba-ba. Matt Cole, 560 KSFO. It's 420. Carter B. with you. The problem is Hap is not in the air yet. That's why he couldn't respond to me. He's in taxi line at San Carlos Airport waiting for his turn to take off. I'm glad the weather is good this weekend. You know what I'm going to do on Sunday? I'm going out with the California Air National Guard, going out in one of their exercises, and I'll be taking a tape recorder along, so you'll get a report on Monday on what I'm doing. I'm going to go flying in one of them Jolly Green Giants, incredible helicopters, out somewhere out over the Pacific. I didn't give you the titles on those books, and I'll do that in just a jiffy here. What time we got? Around 21 minutes after. I can do it right now, as a matter of fact. This book, Young Aspiring Professional Fast Track Handbook, written by C.E. Crimmins. She is writing two new books. I love the titles of them. Just catch these now. If I still have zits, how come I'm getting wrinkles? This is a stress management manual for women over 30. And the other book is You're Not Getting Older, You're Getting Richer. This is a guide to retirement homes that serve quiche. Now that's class.
Coming into my room, and it's begging for me just to give it all to
a beautiful noise. Sometimes I go by that phrase myself. 25 minutes after 4 o'clock. Hap is drumming his little fingers on the dashboard of his aircraft, still patiently waiting. And alas, he is not in the air yet. I'll give you a rundown on traffic after this. Thank you very much, Jerry. Just had a call from Jerry. He says there's a problem when you get off of the Bay Bridge 2 eastbound, but Hap Harper's up in the air. I don't know which way to tell you to fly, Hap, but at least you're flying. That's the main thing, man, you know?
Well, there's only one way to fly. That's up towards San Francisco with the problems that people are encountering trying to get on the Bay Bridge this afternoon. I'm passing the International Airport. First, let me give you the good news. If you once get out of the city and get down here by the airport, it's a good Alameda interchange or jam. So I'll be up over and have more for you shortly.
Okay, fine. Take a good look at that. That's Hap Harper in Sky 560, and that Bay Bridge is really a mess. We'll get further delineation on it. Right, probably during the 4:30 news, to put Hap on again here. 27 minutes after 4 o'clock. If you have the time around 5:15, I'm going to do something that's really going to be kicks. My T-shirt today was given to me by the East Brothers Light Station. That is the 1873 lighthouse that's built out on the East Brothers Island, which is just off of the point at Richmond. If you drive across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge, you can see the little lighthouse on that rock off of there. It's nothing more than a glorified rock, but there's enough room out there for the light station and some of the other buildings that are required to operate it. So I'm going to be calling the East Brothers Light Station at around 5:15, and we'll play for you via the radio, and if you can hear it live, the old-time high-pressure diaphone foghorn that no longer are used in the Bay. But I can remember them as a kid, and if you've been around San Francisco for a long time, you can remember the mournful sound of the diaphones. They're out now, but I'll be playing one for you live at around 5:15 this afternoon. Great news for people in Marin County, and I'm talking about a Ford dealer in San Rafael. Yep, a Ford dealer in San Rafael with an unusual way of doing business. Wayne Cross Ford in San Rafael. They love competition. They say, bring it on. Bring on that competition. They say, check us out. They know that you're going to be pleasantly surprised when you get there, because the folks at Wayne Cross Ford know that you can buy a new car or truck anywhere. So what they did is roll the prices way back on selected Thunderbirds, Tempos, Escorts, Mustang, Ford pickup trucks, and here's the deal. The sale prices are clearly marked for your convenience. Go on in, shop for the car of your choice, and then go out and shop around. Compare. Their prices are going to hold up under that kind of scrutiny. And that's the intelligent way to buy anything, isn't it? To compare the price. They got the prices right out there. No flim-flam. It's a no-nonsense way of selling Ford cars and trucks. You know that's a fine machine, so why not make it into Wayne Cross? They've rolled back those prices on selected Thunderbirds, Tempos, Escorts, Mustangs, and Ford pickup trucks. Wayne Cross Ford in San Rafael. Easy to find on Francisco Boulevard, right across Highway 101, right along, I should say, northbound. It's right along the highway there. Just look for the clock tower. Check them out. They're going to earn your business, and that's the best way to operate. Wayne Cross Ford in San Rafael.
Just hear the sirens go.
Well, it's time for the 4:30 news, all the news that is important for you to know, plus the Jim Simon story on snakes, which may or may not be important, depending.
Yes.
What do you got, George? By Crystal Gayle.
You look at me, and I can see the feeling's gone.
Crystal Gayle, I Want to Lose Your Love, Baby. All right, we're going to have a traffic report here in a kind of a twofold process. First off, from his digs at Potrero Hill, Mike Pechner can see 280. What do you say, Mike, people should do here?
Well, real simple. 101 is half reported is a big mess. It's just a parking lot all the way from south of Silver all the way up to the Skyway and into the city. 280 is free and clear. I would say people get off of 101 at Alamany, come up 280, dump off at 6th Street, go over one block to the 5th Street on-ramp of the Bay Bridge, and away you go. You'll probably save 15, 20 minutes on that mess here at Hospital Curve.
All right, very good. All right, what I'll do now is I'll get a report from Hap after this.
Pacific Currents, Saturday at 7 on Channel 5.
See, one of the benefits of working down here at 300 Broadway, all I have to do is walk a block, and for a dollar I can talk to a naked lady. See, that's one of the advantages. Hello, Hap.
If you're into that sort of thing.
Huh? What'd you say under your breath?
No comment. No
go
comment.
Ahead.
Okay, on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, traffic moving at the speed limit over to Oakland, but once you get to the Oakland side, East Shore Freeway jams up.
stop-and-go traffic all the way out through Richmond. It does lighten up a little bit at San Pablo Dam Road and some slow spots all the way till you pass Hilltop. Then the rest of the trip on out towards Vallejo is fine. Heading up to the Caldecott Tunnel, your backup starts at Lake Temescal, and I'll be back with you shortly.
My story. 8 to 5 at 560. KSFO. Carter B. with you. I'll talk about my T-shirt and what we're going to be doing right after the 5 o'clock news after this. Those of us that have lived in the Bay Area for some period of time know there have been a whole lot of changes. Some of them for the better, and some of them not for the better. And one of the things that I really miss are the old foghorns, the old-style foghorns that are no longer in operation in San Francisco Bay. There is one diaphone, that's what these devices are called, that is located on the East Brothers Light Station, which sits out in San Pablo Bay. It's a couple of miles away from the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge. It is a bed and breakfast place now, a fabulous bed and breakfast place. There's a long waiting list to get out there. And I had the pleasure some months ago of being out there and hearing that diaphone in operation. And they gave me a T-shirt, which is a standard sort of thing. So at around quarter after five this afternoon, I will call the East Brothers Light Station, and they will touch off that diaphone, and you can hear the old-style San Francisco foghorn by telephone. And maybe if you perk your ears up, you might be able to hear that mournful sound live. It travels many, many miles. And if the air is still in the area where you are, is kind of quiet, you might be able to hear the foghorn itself. So that'll be something. And, of course, if you're going across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge at around that time, make sure you roll down the window and you'll hear it. I'll guarantee you. You'll hear it. 560 KSFO. That's what you're on. I admire your taste. I'm Carter B. Al Collins tonight after Ron Barr's Sports Night.
All along for time.
KSFO. It's 5 o'clock.
This is 560 KSFO. San Francisco.
Turn around and look at me. Those are the Vogues on 560 KSFO. And the next voice you're going to hear will be that of Linda Hurley. And Linda and Lee Hurley are the operators of the East Brothers Light Station, the bed and breakfast organization. That, now, you, Linda, are sold out through when?
We're sold out till November of 84.
You talk about having a business that's booming.
Yes, it's a wonderful spot.
In the background, we can hear the little horn that's going off right now. And that goes off all the time, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. 24 hours a day, October 1 to April.
And you just get used to that, and it just doesn't bother you?
No, after about an hour and a glass of wine, you don't hear a thing.
Now, across the island, and this is a tiny little island, the East Brother, how many acres is it? Do you know, Linda?
No, we're an acre at low tide if you count the seashells.
Oh, it's just the most beautiful. The building was constructed in 1873. Across the island is the area where they used to have a big steam boiler to get the big diaphone to go off. And what we're going to do in a second now is Linda will wave a hanky or something to Lee and hold the phone out, and we'll hear after a few seconds. It takes a little bit for the cams to move around through the unit. You'll hear this diaphone. How far away can it be heard, Linda? What's the furthest reports you've had?
Oh, it's about 17 miles. And I'm not really quite sure, who's reported the farthest away. I'm not sure.
We're going to have a contest on that right now. Now, let me tell you that, of course, you'll hear the radio sound of this foghorn instantly because it travels at the speed of light. However, it will take some seconds for the sound for you to actually hear it. So what I might suggest is you turn the radio down after you hear it on the phone to check out what it's going to sound like where you are. And just before we do it, because this is the T-shirt I'm wearing, and I'm going to give you the phone number of the East Brothers Light Station also, if you are patient and would like to wait past November, I can personally totally recommend an evening out there. It is fabulous. You're a great cook, Linda, and it is just a super, super time. Roughly, what does it cost? It isn't inexpensive because you have to be brought out there by boat and everything else.
Well, it's pretty reasonable. You get, it's $175 a night per couple, and that includes your boat transportation, wine and cheese when you arrive, a gourmet dinner, we think, and breakfast the next morning, and a tour and history of the wonderful lighthouse.
Okay, now remember also that that this goes to help to keep this Brothers Light Station in operation.
Yes, we're a nonprofit organization here.
All right. Now, the one final thing, you are a brand new mama.
Yes, we are.
And that's the first birth on the East Brothers Light Station since when?
Well, in 80 years. Since the last child was actually living here on the lighthouse.
Well, congratulations to you and Lee. Okay, now let's do it. So, if you want to hold the phone out there and across the island, wave your handkerchief to Lee, and let's hear that old time foghorn.
All righty, here we go.
Now turn your radio down.
Did you hear it?
Oh, boy, I sure did. That's just beautiful on the phone. That's just super.
Okay,
thank
you. Okay, did you want another one?
Why not touch off one more? What the heck?
All right.
As long as we got pressure up. Touch her off out there, Lee. Oh, that really makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, because I remember as a kid hearing that. Thank you so much. Bless you, Linda Hurley, and say hello to Lee, and just much health and happiness, and appreciate you talking to me.
Thank you very much, Carter.
Okay, hon. Now, if you probably are turning the radio back on, in a minute, I'm going to play a record. I've got so many things to do here. Good grief. I'll tell you what. Let's go over to Charlie Cohen. Charlie, where are you located?
Well, I'm not too far from that foghorn, Carter,
well,
at the moment.
You ought to be able to hear it, then.
Well, I could hear. I couldn't quite hear it, but then again, I didn't have my window open. But no, I'm listening.
You got to do the ski report right now, if you would, please.
Well, I certainly will. Like a lot of other people, right now, I'm kind of racing around gathering up my ski gear, and we'll be leaving very shortly for the mountains. It's been just beautiful in our Sierra for the past couple of days, and today was just one of those total sunshine, fairly warm, and that's pretty good news. Fortunately, there are no changes in store for the mountains this weekend, and we should be in for kind of a weekend of skiing that makes skiing famous here in California. All that sunshine and plenty of snow. I'd advise skiers just to prepare for typical spring-like conditions. Don't forget suntan lotion, and of course sunglasses are really critical to protect your eyes at this time of year. We're going to have some slopes that are going to be firm in the early morning, and that'll soften as the day moves along, and you follow that sun around to find the best conditions. One word of caution too, Carter, even though it may be warm, skiers should really leave their gloves on, because if you fall, you can really kind of cut your hands up pretty easily if you don't have gloves on. And don't forget that Snowfest begins tonight. That's around Tahoe's North Shore. 10 days of all kinds of wild things.
Okay, Charlie. The wild things are coming up next month, aren't they?
Well, there's lots of what. What do you mean next month? They're coming up right now.
No, when is the penthouse deal?
Oh, that's next weekend.
Oh, that's next weekend.
Not this one, but the next weekend.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Part of Snowfest, but heaven's sakes, that's weekend. That's a whole weekend.
All right. That's the one I wanted to kind of point towards, you know.
we'll just not touch that one with a 10-foot pole.
I think that's wise. Thank you.
Greens, luxurious three-bedroom homes on the sixth fairway at the famous Half Moon Bay Golf Links. Prices start at just $249,500. Take Highway 92 to Half Moon Bay and then go south on Highway 1 to Ocean Colony. Equal housing opportunity.
Well, Sky 560, did you hear that foghorn in your airplane? It's not too likely. Is it happening?
I heard it, but I was listening, you know, on the radio.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear it, you know, from the, you know, for real. Anyway, boy, that sure sounded like something.
Yeah, it's, well, now you have to remember that's just a telephone receiver, and it's a good 300 yards away.
Wow.
So,
boy, that thing is powerful.
Can you imagine trying to sleep through that? They did. As a matter of fact, in the early days, of the wife of the lighthouse keeper had to ring a bell for an hour until they got the coal-driven boilers up to pressure to where they could operate that phone. They had to ring a bell by hand for the first hour.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was a tough way to make a living. You think you got it?
Sounds like a neat place. I'd like to go out there, but right now I need to tell you about the traffic out here in Walnut Creek.
All right.
Boy, is it heavy. As you're coming out on Highway 24, it starts bunching.
Oh, in San Francisco. Francisco.
Barbara Streisand. And
father has a business, strictly.
That's new. Not new, hardly. 1966 for Barbara Streisand on 560 KSFO. Now to what may be the fun part. The noise of the Bay Area is such that the foghorn's great impact is certainly lessened as it was from years ago. But if you heard that foghorn live after the radio broadcast, I would like to kind of know it. We may be able to kind of map the pattern of where that big old diaphone can still be heard. So if you would give me a call at 398 KSFO, if you heard it live after the broadcast of it.
No one can do.
He'll be glad you did. 3017 El Camino Real, south of Page Mill Road, Palo Alto. Palo Alto, Dotson. Come on in.
Well, there's just too much noise around the city, I guess. I didn't get a lot of calls on the foghorn. I got one from Richmond, and that's right there, essentially right around the corner from where the East Brothers Light Station is. So apparently, it's got to be the still of the night on a foggy night when those things really travel, because I didn't get a lot of calls on it. Either that or nobody bothers, too busy with other things.
I think I'm going out of my head.
Hey, going out of my head, the letter person's on 560 KSFO. And you know, George McManus, who is going to give us all of the important news of the day, you'll pardon me if I don't get too excited about another ceasefire in the Middle East. How many is this? I mean, it really is a joke, isn't it?
Well, don't let Jim Simon hear you say that. Jim, he's our Middle East correspondent.
I know.
Our in-house expert.
I know.
He can tell you the great meaning of all of this if he were here.
Is there a meaning to all of these ceasefires that last about 10 seconds and then somebody is shooting at somebody?
Don't know, but we have a couple of interesting developments. One is that there's still some servicemen over there.
All right, my friend, thanks for the call. Guy said he thought he heard the lighthouse, but it looked more like a 1968 Datsun. So he probably was a car. My chair just broke, Ron Barr. Right before your eyes, you just saw my chair break here. Look at that. Isn't that something?
Well, I'll tell you, that ought to tell you something about going on the diet.
Well, it isn't that. I don't know what the problem is there. That was Lionel Richie, hello, on 560 KSFO. And I'm going to talk to Ron Barr about tonight's great sports program at 7:05, and we'll do that right after this. All right, Ron Barr's right here. Now, just after I give you an idea about Wayne Cross Ford, we're going to talk about tonight's sports activity on the sports magazine, and then also we're going to talk to Hap and get some traffic information, too. Great news for Marin County people. By the way, two people from the Glenwood area of San Rafael heard the East Brothers Light Station when they turned on that old-time diaphone, and I will give you the phone number. If you would like to go out to the East Brothers Light and spend the night, and they serve a beautiful dinner, and in the morning you have a great breakfast served right to your room, or you can come downstairs, whichever. Their phone number, this is actually a Richmond telephone number, 233-2385. Again, all of the profits go to keep this light station restored. It's a nonprofit organization. A classy way to spend the night. But I must tell you that the first opening is November of 1984. This is like popular. 233-2385. Worth waiting for. In Marin County elsewhere, it's Wayne Cross Ford. Yep, they've got quite a story. They're up in San Rafael, and they have long ago realized that the way to sell cars is to encourage you to shop around. They say, look, come in. We're going to let you know our price for any Thunderbird, Tempo, Escort, Mustang, or Ford pickups. They got the prices rolled way back on these babies. You come in, you check it out, scope it out, get the figure, write it down, and then go shop. And then you'll be coming back. They're that confident about it. There's no gimmicks this way at Wayne Cross Ford because of these low prices. It's a no-nonsense way of selling Ford cars and trucks. Wayne Cross Ford in San Rafael. They've rolled the prices way back on selected Thunderbirds, Tempos, Escorts, Mustangs, and the pickups. They're easy to find. All you got to do is tool along Francisco Boulevard right next to Highway 101. Look for them under the clock tower there. Check them out. Wayne Cross Ford in San Rafael. Well, Ron Barr,
yes.
Explain yourself tonight.
Well, John Havlicek was going to be with us, but he has to be out of town, and he is going to join us the week of March the 19th. He's to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, so we have coaxed Al Addles, who've been trying to get on for a while, to come on tonight, and he'll be with us. But we have a busy night. We're trying to get a hold of Roy Eisenhardt or Bob Lurie to get updated on the Peter Uberoth situation. We're also going to talk to John Ralston, who is the Invaders coach, to find out about this weekend's game. And, of course, Marcus Dupree will probably be in uniform. Whether he plays or not remains to be seen. And we have the Foot Locker Track Classic, which is really one of the real fine events. I spent some time this afternoon with Billy Olson, who is the world record holder at one time. He's Sergei Bubka of the Russians, the Soviet Union, broke his record at 19 1 1/4 inches, both of them 19-foot pole vaulters. And he had a very interesting answer when I asked him. I said, you know, to the average person who runs, sees you run down that little track and put a pole in a hole and go, they got to think you're nuts. He said, you know, we do. We have a screw loose up here. So he'll be there. Plus, our broadcasting partner, Ken Dito, will be out there, and we'll have live coverage of it. So it's going to be a fun show tonight.
Lots of things happening right here. And, of course, you're invited to get involved. That's always important to remember. Meanwhile, we switch horses in midstream here. And that's really not too good a way to explain
Would you like to try that again?
Yeah, meanwhile, we switch from sports to traffic, and here's Sky 560 with Hap Harper.
Okay, I'm down over the midpoint through Palo Alto, so it's going to take you a while if you're using 101. 280, on the other hand, is at the speed limit. If you're heading out to the Bay Bridge, it's still backed up trying to get out on the bridge, the Embarcadero Skyway. The Central Freeway is still pretty good, and if you're leaving the city, no problems heading towards the peninsula. But if you're heading into San Francisco, I would get off at least at Army Street and use Potrero or cut on down to 3rd Street and head into the downtown area. That way I would get off the Skyway before you get committed to the hospital curve area. We do have a stalled truck at the hospital curve point. It's out in the second lane from the right. It'll be there for about 20 minutes. I'll be back with you later.
Way to go. Way to go. It's 8 minutes until 6. Great weather for the weekend. Irene Cara on 560 KSFO. And now it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you the one and only Al Collins.
Carter, at about 5:19 this evening, I was outside dusting off the leaves of my leather leaf mahonia.
Have you had a leather leaf mahonia?
Yeah, did you ever see that plant?
I'm sure I have. I don't know that. I don't
remember. Well, that's one of my secrets. I grow registered leather leaf mahonias, man, and they are absolutely great looking bushes.
Yes.
They've got leaves on them like holly.
Yes.
They've got other leaves like very tender. They've got yellow flowers and purple kind of fruit on them, like little berries, you know.
Are they edible?
And it all happens at the same time.
Yeah, are they edible, the berries, do you know?
They say that they are. They make jam out of them in Oregon.
Leather leaf mahonia berry jam.
Yeah, will you check into that?
By the time you get through pronouncing it, you aren't hungry anymore.
Run it through your information bag.
Anyway, at
five... Anyhow, I heard a tremendous sound that sounded like a gigantic rumble coming from the east, from where I was.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
really?
And I looked up in the sky expecting to see heavy clouds gathering overhead and maybe a bolt or two, but... Nope, and I came in and the house, and all of a sudden I hear you talking about the lighthouse.
Yeah.
And that's what it was.
You heard it in Mill Valley then.
That's right.
Well, that's super. That's just super. Now, that's the DX record. That's the distance record so far. Nobody has reported it from any further distance.
That's
than
it.
That.
I'm the distance record holder on that scene, and there's no two ways about it. You remember that story that somebody wrote, Bradford or somebody, about a beast that was lying hundreds of fathoms down in the ocean,
yes,
and it heard the lighthouse and came up and investigated and fell in love with the lighthouse, this long serpentine kind of a thing, like the Loch Ness Monster.
I remember it.
Huge.
I remember that. I remember that. It is a perverted act, Al.
You think so?
Oh, hey, no question about that. I'm Carter B.
Whatever bridge you use, wherever you go, the miles will glide. KSFO in San Francisco.
This is 560 KSFO, San Francisco, the voice of the Stanford Cardinal.
It's 58 and clear in the Bay Area at 6.
Without windows, a room without doors.
Room without windows. Well, that's old Steve Lawrence on 560 KSFO, 13 minutes after 6 o'clock. Carter B. with you. Take you up to 7 o'clock tonight, and then you got all kinds of sports news. And should be getting a call here pretty quick from one Mike Pechner to give us a good weather forecast. And it's going to be a good one, I just sense it, for the weekend.
You know, Gene...
Well, I think we can wrap up our experiment with the foghorn and say that Al Collins himself in Mill Valley probably was the furthest distance to hear that foghorn on the East Brothers light. Most of the calls I got was from San Rafael, from the San Rafael area. I'm talking about Peacock Gap and over there. The sound roars right across San Pablo Bay and up into that area. But there's a possibility that it was heard even further away than Mill Valley. But as far as people calling in, why, that was the furthest. Mike Pechner.
Yes, sir.
We're on the air. We're right on the air now.
Right, sir.
So watch your language.
What do you want me to say?
Well, you run with Walt Steck, and he has been known to use... bleeps.
Right. Him and Sister Marion Irvine.
Well, please. Don't tell...
Did you see the Donahue show yesterday?
No, I don't watch the Donahue show. I'm trying to do radio, man. I don't recognize TV.
Yeah, but that's at 11 o'clock in the morning.
I don't watch TV at 11 o'clock. That's the only time for people who are slug-a-beds. I'm up and out and functioning and in life. I'm not watching TV.
Oh, that's right. All right, let me tell you that before I give you the forecast. Okay. I left the city at 5:58, got on the First Street on-ramp to the Bay Bridge from Folsom Street. I'm now at the Oakland Coliseum, and as you can look by your watch there, about 19 minutes. That'll give you an idea of the commute leaving the city now.
That's doing great.
Not bad, huh?
Yes, very well.
Yes. Beautiful weekend, spring-like, temperatures in the 60s and 70s, probably near 80 in some of the warmest...